Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Here at the PNC studio at Hallis Hall, I'm Larry Mayer, joined by the pride and joy of Joliet, Illinois, Tom Thayer. And Tom, this is our last game preview, and Bears head up to Minnesota for the last game of the season. They've been out of the playoff race for a while, but this is the last game. Do you think focus at all is going to be a problem? They know as soon as the game ends, their season's over, they get to go home, spend time with their families.
I don't, because number one, this is a division game. And the next time you play the Minnesota Vikings next year, you're going to put this tape on as part of the what you watch in preparation for the opponent. So you want to have good footage left out there, because it's something that's going to be looked at for a couple months. It's going to be remembered by you for 5 months. And then when you revisit this game next year in preparation for the Minnesota Vikings, the worst thing you want to do is have a bunch of lackluster efforted plays on tape that you have to go back and keep revisiting. So, you know, Larry, I think there's no guy on this football team that has the luxury to believe that their future is set in the NFL, that they better go out and leave a good thought in the minds of the coaches and the scouting staff, because it is the last game of the year.
Tom, the Vikings started 5-0 but have struggled since. They're 2-8 since their bye. Offensively, Sam Bradford has struggled. Their offensive line has injuries. What's the key for the Bears defense going up there facing Sam Bradford again? They had 5 sacks the first time they faced him this year.
You know, you got to be aggressive and you got to play fast defensively, because Sam Bradford wants to get the ball out of his hands immediately. So he's not going to sit behind the line of scrimmage and hold the ball for 4 seconds plus. But because they've had trouble in developing their offensive line, I think they are susceptible to giving up pressure. So you want to make sure you keep Sam Bradford in the pocket. Put pressure directly in his face, and the sooner he can get rid of the ball, the quicker the defensive backs can react to that. It is about the Bears' defensive line making sure that they can pressure Sam Bradford as quickly as possible.
Flip it over to the other side of the ball, and the Vikings' DBs have got to be licking their chops watching tape of the Bears' offense the last couple weeks. The Bears have 9 turnovers in the last 2 games, including 8 interceptions by Matt Barkley. He threw 5 last Saturday against the Redskins. What do you hope to see from him?
Just safer play, and I think it's a combination of the plays called by Dow Loggins and then how they fit into the earpiece of Matt Barkley. Because when you look at in preparation for the Minnesota Vikings, Cameron Meredith is a good football player. Alshon Jeffrey is a good receiver. Deontay Thompson's making some big catches. And they got Jordan Howard to contend with, because that was kind of his breakout game against the Vikings last time. So there are a lot of weapons that the Bears have offensively. Just to allow Matt Barkley to be in that confidence zone, because when we see him play confidently, he can fit the football in anywhere.
I'm glad you mentioned Jordan Howard, because he had a season high 153 yards in the first game against the Vikings. How much, if you're the coach, how much do you rely on the running game and Howard in this game?
Well, we read a stat before last week, 23 or more carries, the Bears are 3-0. 23 or less carries, the Bears are 0-11. So you know what my mark is I'm going to get Jordan Howard 23 carries. I guarantee you that, because that seems to be the way you can run the offense efficiently. The more attention that's paid to Jordan Howard, the more opportunity you have to have an influence of your play-action pass game, the more opportunities you'll give Matt Barkley to throw the ball downfield. So I will tell the Minnesota Vikings, look, I'm going to get the ball to Jordan Howard 30 times this game. So you better stop him, because all of a sudden you're going to see the tight end trickle out. You're going to see big opportunities for Alshon, Cam, and the rest of the guys. And so, again, I'm going to go into this game, and I'm going to boast about what I'm going to do with Jordan Howard.
This is my favorite segment of our show, where I call it Tom's Take. We ask you to reflect on part of your career, or even as a broadcaster or even a fan, against that team. The Minnesota Vikings. When I think of the Vikings going up to Minnesota to play, I think of the 1985 game. Jim McMahon spends the week in the hospital. He comes into the game, rescues the Bears, keeps them undefeated. What do you remember from that day?
Well, McMahon had to beg his way onto the field, first of all, but that was on September 19th. On September 18th, I was out to dinner, and Jay Hilgenberg and I went to this mall. And so we go up to this store, and I bought this hat. And I bought it so 30-plus years ago on September 18th. And so after the game, we had these laying in our lockers. I had one and Jay had one. So Dicka looks at the two of them. He grabs Jay's hat, and he wears it into the press conference. So he's like this during the press conference wearing it. And so
you got to keep it on.
After the press conference was over, Dicka gave his message and talked to the press. Jay never got his hat back. And so that's the funny thing about this. I have this 30-plus years later, buying on that night before the game. And little do people know, And I brought it to Minnesota with me as a good luck charm, and I've always kept it in my bag. And the Bears have won a lot of games up there with this. And I just think it's funny, 30 years after the fact, the night before buying this hat at that game, I still have it, and we still don't know where Jay's is, and Ditka never gave it back.
Great stuff as always, Tom. We expect to see you wearing that on Sunday. He's Thayer, I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.